Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, so here's another CRA tip. I'm going to continue to talk about CRA regulatory change, and I'm going to focus on reputational risk for this episode. So as you know, the regulators will continue to enhance their focus on oversight, supervision, and enforcement, and CRA is no exception. There'll be increased scrutiny, and we expect this to ramp up in 2023. So I'll talk a little bit about reputational risk. Per the proposed CRA rules, we saw that there was embedded CRA rating deflation, and that increases the scrutiny by community-based action, lobbying, and advocacy groups, and of course, in community benefit agreements, right? So there's this community interest and focus, and what's clear to me is that what was acceptable before is no longer acceptable in today's environment, and the bar has been raised. So if we're not positioned to raise the bar in terms of our performance, that increases our reputational risk. So that proposed rule embedded that CRA rating deflation. So that opens us up to more reputational risk if we are not able to get out and to further serve our communities. The next reputational risk that I wanted to talk about is the increased regulatory democratization. That's really community-wide input, right? That there's increased pressure on banks to defend the current banking practices and the way they redeploy capital into local communities. Now there is more increased pressure more than ever, right? That we're all doing our part to redeploy capital in an equitable way, and rightly so. And so there is just more community input, more community expectation. So that increases the reputational risk. So we need to consider this as we are working on building out the next level of our performance expectations, our CRA strategic plans, and as we work to adapt to the new CRA rule once it's implemented. So that is a key reputational risk. Now, lastly, there's increased regulatory complexity. Oh, now that's an understatement. That complexity may distract some banks and we'll have less time focusing on and solving for the key credit needs of our communities while we adapt to the new regulatory framework. And there's so much more as proposed, increased benchmarking and reporting expectations, and that bar has been raised. And so I worry that if the final rule is as complex as proposed, our bankers are going to be stuck in the office. And not because they don't care about the community, but their core job is to manage regulatory change and to shore up the program to accommodate, which will in turn increase reputational risk because we're going to spend less time out in the community partnering and deploying new programs that further and uniquely serve our disadvantaged communities. And so that just generally increases our reputational risk. So this is just an oversight of some of the reputational risks that I see. You probably have some more and different perspectives to share. But given those risks, now what should you do about it? I have some ideas. Here are some strategic discussion points that you might want to have with some key stakeholders. Within the bank, you'll want to have a documented approach to addressing inquiries from community-based action, lobbying, and advocacy groups. What is your protocol if a complaint is waged regarding meeting the credit needs of your community? Now, if you haven't had that experience in the past, it's important that you have a sense of how you would approach that going forward. So plan now so that you know how to have conversations and to listen and then to properly respond to feedback from our valued community stakeholders. Now, next, you'll also want to have a solid understanding of where your performance gaps are and have a delineated plan to further meet the credit needs of your community within your assessment areas. This is true within the current regulatory environment, the current reg, and also with the proposed regs and what might come forth. Reputational risk doesn't go away. In fact, there'll be increased scrutiny going forward. You need to have a plan. So again, make sure that your bank has a documented approach and that you have a solid understanding of how you meet the credit needs of your communities, what your gaps are, and if somebody comes to your door asking about your performance, that you're able to listen and to share your performance and then learn if there's new ways to address community needs going forward, right? So many different ways to approach this. So this is what I wanted to share in this episode, that with regulatory change, there's increased reputational risk. And of course, we all care deeply about our communities in which we serve. We just need to make sure that we understand how we perform, that we understand protocol, and that we can properly work with community members to make sure that we're all on the same page, moving in the same direction to further serve our disadvantaged communities. I hope that was helpful. Until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.